Let's talk sport now with Joe Porter, our rugby reporter. Good morning, Joe.
Morena.
Now, the Black Ferns, no surprise, they've cleaned up at the New Zealand Rugby Awards. Tell us who's won the big awards.
Yeah, that's right. No surprises, as you say. The Black Ferns co-captain in the first five and, of course, World Cup winner Ruahe Demant. She collected three major prizes last night in Auckland, including the Supreme Award, the Kelvin R. Tremaine Memorial Player of the Year for the overall top player in New Zealand rugby this year. So well-deserved. She was a standout during the World Cup, co-captain, led that team around the field with distinction. She obviously has recently won the Women's World Rugby Player of the Year, so a standout year for Ruahe Demant and well-deserved for her. She also picked up the Black Ferns Player of the Year for the New Zealand Women's Player of the Year, as well as the Tom French Memorial Māori Player of the Year. So a wonderful, wonderful year for Demant of Te Whanaua Apanui, Te Whakatohia and Ngāti Awa. So a wonderful, wonderful effort from her. And the Black Ferns, of course, the World Cup winners. Wayne Smith named Coach of the New Zealand Coach of the Year. No surprises there. The Black Ferns themselves named Team of the Year. And, of course, they won the Try of the Year too for Stacey Flula's outstanding effort, which was a team try in that final win over England. So, yeah, the Black Ferns dominating the awards. And Artie Savia, a lot of people felt he should have been up for the World Rugby's Men's Player of the Year award. He wasn't. He was overlooked for that gong, but he's been named for the second year in a row the All Blacks Player of the Year. Again, probably no surprises yet there. He was a standout for the All Blacks this year.
All sound very well deserved. Now, on the issue of rugby, we were talking the other day about this, Joe, the All Blacks coach, and whether they might break with convention and get Scott Robertson, get that signature. Get it.
Corin, look, you sort of predicted this, and I said, no way, New Zealand rugby are too conservative. They'll never do it, but they've shot that idea down. Mark Robinson coming out saying, look, with the current situation involving the international coaching environment, we've seen Eddie Jones sacked 9 months out before the World Cup. They don't even have a replacement yet locked in at England. Wales sacking Wayne Pivac, replacing him with Warren Gatland, you know, their best ever coach, the New Zealander, of course. So, look, things are moving really quickly, and those two teams are willing to pull the trigger just 9 months out from the World Cup in France. And then obviously New Zealand rugby have decided that they can no longer sort of, you know, stick by their traditional methods of selecting a World Cup coach after the end of a World Cup cycle. Sorry, selecting an All Blacks coach after the end of a World Cup cycle, going through a review process and deciding whether to or not to keep the incumbents or move on to some fresh faces. It looks like they've decided they're not going to be able to do that anymore. They have to sort of keep up with the current environment, and it looks like they'll be locking in the next All Blacks coach long before the start of next season.
I mean, it's
World
slightly
Cup.
Different this time round, because there isn't like an assistant coach who was the obvious person to take
That's
over.
True.
So it's a little bit different than last time, but this is just a practicality, isn't it? They've got to do it, surely, Joe.
Yeah, well, they have to do it. You're absolutely right. They can't afford to sit on their hands and risk any of their top coaches going offshore. We saw Warren Gatland urging New Zealand rugby to do whatever they could to sign Scott Robertson as the next All Blacks coach, saying he's the obvious choice, his record stands apart. And look, you know, Ian Foster, yes, he was the assistant coach under Steve Hansen. Of course, they didn't win in 2019. They lost that World Cup semi-final to England. So whether or not he was an obvious choice then, a lot of people thought Scott Robertson should have taken over then. So look, you'd have to say that this sort of departure from the traditional wait till the end of a World Cup and then decide on who the next coach will be probably signifies the end for Ian Foster, you would imagine, because the only real way I think that he would have been able to retain that coaching position moving forward is if they win the World Cup. And of course, they're going to have made the decision on who the next coach is going to be before then.
Joe Porter, fascinating stuff. Thank you very much for that. Our rugby reporter.